Chapter 39. Simone wrung out the mop and then slapped it down onto the floor with considerably more force than necessary. It had been a long day, following a sleepless night, that she'd spent staying absolutely still, sensing Bunny beside her in the bed, awake too, and wanting to talk. She'd kept her eyes closed and her breathing low. As far as she was concerned, she had done more talking the night before than she had ever wanted to do. Her every instinct told her to run. It was what she had always known she would have to do. Dublin was only ever supposed to be the first stop. As she'd sat in that shipping container for 2 weeks, reading the same 3 books until the torch's batteries failed, she'd thought of little else. She'd learn French. A non-English-speaking country was always going to be safer. The French loved their jazz, too. It was where Lady Day had had some of her best times. She could find a little bar in the middle of nowhere and do what she was doing now. She looked around Charlie's private members club. Damn, she really did love it here. Even the name. Noel had explained that he'd picked it because nobody would go to a jazz bar called Noel's. It was small, smelly, had 3 areas of persistent mould, and a lady's toilet that didn't work properly for more than a week at a time. She had never been supposed to sing. She was just employed to tend the bar. Then, as Noel had played one afternoon, she had been humming along softly to Cry Me a River. At least, she thought she'd been humming. Noel had finished the song and looked at her with those eyes, full of that look of childlike excitement that she'd come to know so well.
"You didn't tell me you could sing."
And she had. She had broken that rule. She had let herself believe that it was okay now. It had been almost a year. They probably thought she was dead. It wasn't the only one of her rules she had broken. The last thing she had wanted was a relationship. Bunny. That had been the biggest mistake. He had... what? Crept up on her? Hardly. He'd clearly announced his intentions. She'd been so damn confident. Thought he'd just been a charming distraction. Then he had gotten under her skin. If she could go back in time and talk to her younger self, and Lord, how many times had she imagined she could do just that? There was so much she would say. If she had the chance to say one thing, though, it would be, "Don't mistake fireworks for fire." That was what James had been. Bright, colourful lights and explosions that generated no heat. Love at first sight wasn't love at all. It was just biology. Fire was a different thing. It warmed you against the cold and illuminated your way on the darkest of nights. That was Bunny. The brightest part of her day. Her warmth. She liked being with him. She liked who she was when she was with him. That was why she couldn't leave. She wanted to. Needed to. Every fibre of her being was screaming for her to do just that. But she couldn't. Damn it all to hell. She loved... Her train of thought was interrupted by a bang on the door. It was 2 p.m. The only person wanting to get into Charlie's this early would be its owner.
"You promised you were definitely going to see the accountant this after..."
Simone opened the door and froze. The eyes from her nightmares looked back at her. He shouldered through the door, sending her sprawling back onto the floor.
"Hola, Simone. Nice to see you again. Please do not scream. You know how I do so hate problems."